1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I wanted to point out to your listeners and to yourself that the California Traffic Code and the United States Vehicle Code calls for the following. The left lane is for passing only.
On the freeway?
On the freeways, yes. It's not for cruising. You are expected to be at least as fast as the cars behind you. Now, that's the California Vehicle Code. And what you see time and again are people using the left lane as a cruising lane. And, of course, the police are never around to ticket them. Now, usually, I can handle that, but we had an incident last year where a member of our club, and I'm a Korean War veteran, sir.
All right.
And we have 200 members in a caravan club, and one of our members was blocked by trying to go ahead in the left lane by this guy doing 55 in the left lane. And this is a guy who is was in one of these Escalades with the kids in the backyard, and which, you know, these yuppies with the 3.2 kids.
Okay. So what are you saying? The guy in the Escalade was in the fast lane blocking this man's ability to get down the freeway.
Yes, sir. And my friend was trying to get to one of the KOA sites in Bakersfield before they closed, because if you can't get there by sundown in some of these sites, you're not allowed in.
All right. Well, it's frustrating having to travel behind these people, but you are in a large recreational vehicle, and normally you don't see a vehicle like that in the far left lane, right? And so what are you saying? You're getting blocked in the fast lane?
Well, you know, that's really a matter of who's driving. I don't care what other people think. I'm a Korean War veteran, and we go to Oregon every summer to visit our daughter and our grandson. And I'll give you an example. Last summer was my grandson's birthday, and it was my grandson's sixth birthday, which is school age, and we wanted to get up there and share on this special day.
All right, sir.
And we were making good time until all of a sudden, you know, as I was saying, this woman in a Suburban with the screaming, you know, kids in the back and what have you, and the kids did the one thing that I am not at all, boy, when I think about it, they stuck their tongue out at me, and this was just outside Reading. And this woman in the Suburban decides she's going to settle in front of me going 70 or whatever it was she was doing in the fast lane. And I'm making 80, 85.
All right, so this gal...
Well, let me finish.
No, I want to just get the story. The woman is in a Suburban going 70 in the fast lane.
Yes, and that's a passing lane only. That is not for cruising.
All right.
Now I got to slow up and take it off of cruise control because this... You know, a woman with these brats that are sticking their tongue out at me and everything else, and she wants the whole world to slow down, and so everyone can drive by, I guess, and say, aren't you a wonderful yuppie mother with three kids in a Suburban? And I tell you what I did. I filled her rear-view mirror and side mirrors and her back window with the grill of my Horizon. Now, I've got an Itasca Horizon. That's a 12-foot-wide grill. 45,000 pounds.
You tailgated her.
Huh?
You tailgated her.
Yes, sir, that's what I did.
You got up right behind her.
Yes, sir, I did, because that's what you do with these people who think the far left-hand lane is a cruising lane. I can tell you that I can get my Itasca right up, you know, pretty close.
So you tailgated a woman with three children in the car. To what point were you trying to make? Look,
Well, the point was...
I understand about people in the far left lane. They're slow-ass. They don't understand it. They stay there because they want to irritate everybody else. Probably the people who wind up getting in fights out on the freeway are people who were in the far left lane and someone just couldn't take it any longer. But the fact is that if you got a woman in front of you with three kids, right...
Well, you got to listen to what I'm saying, Mr. Henry, because I'm a Korean War veteran, and I fought for this country. I got a Purple Heart. And this woman pulls in front of me.
All right.
Then she tries to German brake me. Now, I don't know if you know what the German brake is, but you hit the brake suddenly.
I know what it is.
And you force the person behind you to hit their brake. She did this.
Well, you were tailgating her.
Well, guess what? I didn't hit my brakes. So I hit the back end of this Suburban going 80 miles an hour, and that's when I backed off. And then I watched the fun begin. She started to fishtail. And I could see she was losing it, and she wasn't going to be able to pull it out. And I remember saying to my wife, "Watch this." And as soon as I said that, she got air, hit the median retaining wall at least 70 miles an hour, and skidded all the way down the wall until the front fender buckled and shredded the front left tire, and the wall took all the paint and trim completely off of this, this yuppie's Suburban. And I swear before God, all I did was reach for another egg salad sandwich that we keep up in the igloo on the dash. And I sit today, Mr. Henry, and tell you that I never looked back.
All right.
But you see, this is what happens if you try to fool around with me in that far left lane.
Well, what you almost did is kill a woman and her children.
Whoa. This woman was in the far left lane, blocking and impeding traffic in a rolling roadblock, and she tried to German brake me? You know, the only thing that I forgot to do as I was going by was to stick my tongue out at those brats.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. That's what you call a dangerous situation in traffic that could get even more out of control.
But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to say that I notice you do on your program is you talk out of both sides of your mouth. And
well, how am I doing that?
Well, I'd expect that you would support what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying about the far left lane. Nothing makes me crazier, and nothing makes most people crazier, than the dumbass that sits in the far left lane doing 55 miles an hour. He's breaking the law. He doesn't know that he's breaking the law. He thinks that he's within the law. And the problem is the cops don't ticket those guys. If the cops would go out and ticket those people in the far left lane who are cruising in that lane, we wouldn't have to have these problems. But what you did is you hit her at 80 miles an hour and sent that woman careening down the median.
You know something, Phil? Everything I did was well within the law. She hit her brakes.
Well, I don't know, man. The insurance company may say something different. You hit her from behind, and they may say that that's your fault.
Well, she was, no, sir, no. She was not doing the speed limit in the far left lane. And as a result, I am within my rights to tailgate her and to encourage her to move along. And
I don't think you're within your rights to tailgate her.
You know something? Are you a police officer?
No, I'm not.
Well, then, would you mind if I...
Well, I don't think you're within your rights to tailgate. That's all I'm saying.
Excuse me, sir, but I think I'm within my rights to encourage the woman to move over, and that's what I did.
Well, you said you were tailgating this woman so closely that her rearview mirror filled up with the grill of your horizon, correct?
That is correct.
Then she German braked you. But you didn't brake.
No, I had no intention of braking. So if she broke, which she did, I'd run right into her.
And you ran into her at 80 miles an hour, and you sent this woman careening down the median.
Yes, I did.
Now, you recounted the story as if you were enjoying it. You were saying how she got air, how the front tire was shredded by the buckling fender. You're looking at...
Well, yeah, and I could see the faces of these children who one moment before had been sticking their tongue out at me, and now the blood was drained from their faces, and nothing but the cold fear.
You're going up to see your grandson. You'll get the faces of three children who have the blood is drained out of their faces as their mother has lost control of her Suburban at 70 miles an hour.
Mr. Henry.
As their mother has lost control of the Suburban at 70 miles an hour, you're looking at the faces of these children.
Mr. Henry, the far left lane, according to the United States Vehicle Code, on the interstates, and most state vehicular code calls for it to be a cruising lane, a passing lane, not a cruising lane. And
But when you take the law into your own hand, why don't you just go around her?
I'm not going to go around her because the law says I can go around her in the left lane. She's got to go around me. She's got to get out of my way. And, Mr. Henry, I will tell you this. As long as people leave their far left lane as a lane for cruising and not passing, that I am going to be aggressive in the way that I pursue it. And I can tell you there is a man who doesn't have a Harley Davidson today because of a friend of mine, George Jeffries. This guy wouldn't get out of the way. And Jeffries, as soon as he did move, Jeffries nudged him and sent him sliding across five lanes of traffic.
Is he alive?
I have no knowledge of that.
And you don't even know if that woman's alive that you hit from behind.
Oh, she's fine. I saw the car. No. Now, one of these kids made these Mickey Mouse ears at me as he stuck out his tongue. You know the Mickey, the mouse Mickey? And he,
I understand. So what did he do? He did the...
Yeah, he put his thumbs in the ear, and he did a mouse head. And then he went, Mister, nothing pisses me off.
All right, let's watch your language. Okay.
Well, all right, but nothing makes me angrier than a kid doing the Mickey Mouse ears and the tongue going out. God Almighty, and that's what I said. And I said to my wife, if she hits the brakes on me, I hold on.
And your wife's with you.
And your wife's with you. Well, I don't understand.
The point being that you're endangering the life not only of that woman and those children, but of your wife. Look, I don't like those guys in the left lane cruising along at 50, 55. Most of them are doing it to piss the people off behind them. And in this day and age where you have psychos out there with guns, you know, you don't want to piss off too many people. You don't know who you're going to be pissing off. I don't like them, but to come up and ram someone from behind who is driving in the left lane at 55, which is what this man did. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This guy rammed a Suburban from behind, which contained a woman and her three children, as she was sailing along in the fast lane, but not yielding, not getting out of his way. So he hit her from behind, sent her spinning down the median. She fishtailed down the median, all of the paint taken off the left side of her door. The front fender buckles and shreds the front left tire. And three children, as he said, had the blood drained from their heads in stark fear. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto.
All right, I'm back with, what is your name, sir?
Yes, sir. My name is Lloyd Bonafide, Phil. I'm from Alhambra, California.
All right, sir. And you're a Korean War veteran?
Yes, sir. I was with the United States Navy at Chosin Reservoir, Korea.
And you have a Purple Heart?
Yes, I do.
All right, sir. I respect your devotion and your contribution to our country.
Thank you.
But I also understand that people who drive in the far left lane should observe the law, which it is a passing lane only. It's not a cruising lane, and that they are, some of them, holding up traffic. You rammed a woman from behind at 80 miles an hour, sending her fishtailing down a freeway median, and you recounted the front fender buckling, the tires shredding, the children looking on in stark fear. She had three children in the car. With some glee, didn't you?
I recounted the story as it occurred, sir. And
well, you said to your wife, watch this.
I simply saw her car go out of control, and I knew what was going to happen. She got air. She
was airborne.
Yes, sir.
All right, so here's a woman in a Suburban with her three kids, and her crime was cruising in what was a passing lane, and you got her car airborne, shredding the whole left side of the car.
Hey, you know something, Phil? We used to say in the Navy, you know something? If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. And we have a 200-member caravan club.
All right, hold on. I want to get to some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. This is a police officer here, Glenn. Glenn, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil. I'm sitting here driving down the freeway, and while I can certainly understand his frustration, and he is correct,
thank you,
if
sir.
You're in the left lane, you're not actively passing somebody, then you are technically breaking the law.
Thank you very much.
However, the fact that this other person, this lady, was breaking the law does not relieve you of your obligation to obey the law. When you tailgated this lady, you were breaking the law. Don't tell me that that's your right to do it. It's completely incorrect, sir. when you rear-ended her, at the very, very least, the act of tailgating her and rear-ending her was reckless driving, at the least. I'm not a district attorney. I wouldn't decide what you were charged with.
But, sir,
but I would say that it would be also vehicular assault, attempted murder. If somebody did die, it would, in fact, be second-degree murder.
Well, hold,
you,
hold,
sir,
hold,
are
hold,
a criminal.
Hold your horses there, son, because let me... I fought for this country in Korea.
You know, sir, well, I'm proud of you for that, but it really doesn't... It's not germane to this situation at all.
Let me tell you something. I didn't... She German-braked me on purpose. So she got what she wanted, and
but you knew she was going to do that, and you stayed on the tail of this woman's car and hit her with the full force of your car, knowing she was going to break.
Hey, if the shoe fits, wear it. And you two guys, you know, you make me laugh, you guys. I was fighting.
Make you laugh?
I was fighting.
I don't think you'd be laughing when I slapped the cuffs on you and put you in jail, sir.
Let me tell you something,
no matter what she was doing in the left lane, you still have an obligation to follow at a legal and appropriate distance.
You know what
you were doing was breaking the law.
I'll tell you what, if I had a vertical rabbing bumper like you guys have, I would have sent her over to me. And I wanted to ask you something, in all seriousness. Where do you get those vertical rabbing bumpers? Because
I'd hate to tell you, because in your hands it would be a lethal weapon.
These are on police cars.
Well, you two guys, I was fighting Chinese before you two were even thought about. So don't start telling me about...
Okay, look, sir, we have honored your contribution to our country, and using the veteran status to somehow support you breaking the law is wrong. You make veterans look bad.
Exactly. My father is also a Vietnam veteran, and I tell you what, he would be disgusted by your actions.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Elliot Ness. I'm a correct...
Have a little respect for this man. He's a police officer. He's protecting your life.
Hey, pal, I protect my own life. And
by the way, if that was my wife and kids in that car, I'd hunt you down.
Oh, so you'd break the law.
Well, I'll get this cop to help me. What do you think about that?
So now he's a cop. He's not a police officer.
Look, pal, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, okay. You know something, Glenn or whatever. Who's the policeman? Glenn.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys get out there in the far left lane and start ticketing some of these turkeys, so that I can get my, and I'm going up to see my grandson.
Do you realize, sir, that if the woman is listening to this that you hit, you could be arrested?
Well, you know something? I'm 69 years of age, and I'll tell you this much. I don't give a sweet Jesus.
All right, Glenn, thanks for your call.
No problem.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, I would just like to tell this gentleman that I don't know what he has in his mind, but that every interstate in this country has a minimum speed limit on it. And yes, it upsets me when slow people get in the highway and drive on in the fast lane.
What you say?
I'm out here on the highway right now. I've been on the highway since 7 o'clock this morning, driving from Wichita, Kansas to Memphis, Tennessee. But what you did, sir, was wrong. She has a right to drive in that lane within the minimum speed limit highway is on.
No, she doesn't. I just talked to a cop, and he said you're wrong, so you're wrong.
Sir,
the cop
sir,
I just talked to
said...
Do
you know how? You can't even talk to somebody without interrupting them.
Well, you're wrong, buddy.
I am a veteran of the United States
I'm
military.
I'm a veteran
also.
Of the United
I
States Navy.
In the military.
Well, I served in
a war.
I'm a combat veteran, my friend. And another
and
thing.
You disgrace the term.
You don't even know what the law is. You're not supposed to be in that. And the best part was she had a Garfield doll hanging
you
on the
tailgate. You most evidently don't know what the law is either, sir. Because you think
sir.
You can push people out the road whenever you want.
All right, gentlemen, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm back with the gentleman, Lloyd.
Yes, sir.
All right. You were telling me about an incident out in Temecula.
We've got a, Phil, we have a Tasker Horizon, and it's a beautiful unit. Now, this is our caravan. Now, this turkey out in Temecula gets on the freeway. He immediately cuts in front of me in the fast lane, and he won't. Now, here's what you do sometimes is you pull around him, and you gradually, what I call, cut off his wind, and that is you drift in on him so that he gets, you know, a little nervous, and I turned the wheel and then turned back. Now, that's when he did a little fishtail, but nothing serious.
When you make a man fishtail like that, when you make somebody, lose control...
Oh, no, please don't give me a lecture, Mr. Henry. He was fine.
But how do you know he's going to be fine? You turned into him just enough to scare him so that he lost control of his car momentarily. You don't know if he's going to regain control.
Mr. Henry, I was fighting the Chinese when you were a stain on a...
And the class you have is just amazing. You were fighting the Chinese when I was a stain on a what?
You know something, mister? I was fighting the communist Chinese when you were a bad idea. And I'll tell you, and you and that cop that I talked to, you guys should spend less time telling me what to do and a little more time learning how to change your own underwear.
Well, I've known how to change my own underwear, sir, for a long, long time. Here is Ellen on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Ellen.
Hello,
yes.
Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just appalled. How can we get this idiot off the road? I mean, he is so dangerous.
An idiot?
Yes, you are. You are a dangerous criminal. You're not
I'm
even
a member
an idiot.
Of the 200-member caravan club of Greater
it
South California.
That doesn't impress me at all. Those kids in the car, did you not even think how you endanger them?
Okay,
Were they responsible for what their mother did?
That's a good point.
Well, hold on for a minute, though. Maybe you didn't hear me. They stuck their tongue out at me.
Oh, so what? They're kids. Did you never did anything like that?
Ma'am, first of all, the woman had the gall to have one of those Garfield dolls suctioned onto the back window. That pisses me off, number one. Number two, the kids stuck their tongue out and made the Mighty Mouse ear flap. And
what is Mighty Mouse?
You know, the Mickey.
You mean the Mickey Mouse ears?
Yeah, they did mouse ears.
Well,
okay.
I don't care what they did. You have no right to put somebody in danger and to put more people in danger, because if that woman had fishtailed into some other car who didn't do anything to hurt you, there could have been a big pileup of cars and a lot of dead people. I think you are a dangerous criminal, and you should be taken off the road. And I don't care whether you have fought in Vietnam or where.
Ma'am,
maybe...
I was in Korea when we...
Korea?
And the Korea...
That does not give you the right to put other people in danger.
You know, dear, the Korean vets didn't come home crying about the war like the Vietnam vets did. So don't be, doing all that.
Those Vietnam veterans are also worthy of our respect.
And were you liberated from a concentration camp?
No, I'm not.
All right, because a lot of our boys did that too, you know.
Well, what has that got to do with anything?
Nothing to do with what you did.
And let me tell you this. She had a bumper sticker that said, "My kid is an honor student at such and such elementary school," and I thought I was going to tear my eyes out of my skull when I saw that. There's nothing worse than that. Nothing.
What? She's proud of her kid?
It's the arrogance of these people. And then they get into the fast lane and slow down with the Minnie Mouse ears and the tongues hanging out.
Well, what I have heard is that they were doing 70 miles an hour. Now, I'm from Oregon, and we could only drive 65. And I must tell you that sometimes I do 70. But that is not slowing down in the fast lane.
Okay. Hey, look, last week I took the caravan up to get a lube and oil for our next trip. And now a school bus pulls in front of me to turn left. And the next thing I saw was that same bus aimed the opposite way. Okay?
You saw what?
Okay. Nothing. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
I've got a couple points to make. One, your service to our country has nothing to do with this. My dad served in World War II.
What'd you say?
Your service has nothing to do with this status.
I fought the Chinese over
well, that, you know, that makes no difference. Do you think the people in your 200 caravan club are proud of you?
Well, I'll tell you this much. They have to deal with the same problem, and I think they admire the fact that I finally go ahead and do something about it instead of having to, sit there behind
a... I want to ask a question, if I could. What's a 45,000-pound RV doing going 80 miles an hour down the fast lane?
Huh?
What is it? What's your 45,000-pound RV doing going 80 miles an hour over the left-hand lane?
You know something? That's my business.
Well, I don't think it's very safe. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't care what you think.
I don't think it's safe to have a vehicle that size sailing down the fast lane, man.
Well, did you say you were on your way down to see your grandson?
I'm going up to Portland, Oregon to see my grandson, yes, sir.
Okay, now, do you have a son or a daughter that I assume that
I
you
have
to
my daughter. My daughter lives there with her husband, yes, of course.
What if your daughter was in that vehicle?
My daughter knows enough to stay out of the fast lane and not piss off, the people in the... And my grandson would never give the Mickey ears to a man who's a veteran.
I find it very interesting that you fought all these Chinese and communists, but you are scared of Garfield and somebody giving you Mickey ears and sticking their tongue in at you.
No, sir. No, I never said scared, did I?
Yeah, well, it sounds like you are.
Who's this?
This is Mr. Hendry. It sounds like you are.
Hey, let me tell both of you something. I was at Chosin Reservoir when we pulled the Marines out of there, so don't start telling me about being scared.
Well, you're talking about Garfield the cat and some kid sticking out his tongue.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of him.
Hey, are you proud of your daughter and your grandson?
Let me finish my point there.
No, are you proud of your daughter and grandson? Because apparently this lady was proud of her son because she had something of some bumper sticker, and it's not arrogance. It's just being very proud of your kid doing well at school.
Let me tell you something, Jay. They love to put the bumper sticker on there to piss off the people. That's why they do it.
Well, you know what? They apparently did a very good job of it with you.
Well, it's okay, so I'm going to let them know. No, they try to irritate you with that.
It sounds to me like you're afraid of the kid who's got the honor student thing going and the Garfield.
Look, my grandson would never have been disappointed. My grandson would have been very disappointed if Lois and I didn't make it in time for the Roxo the Clown at his party. And we also are only trying to get a thing.
I didn't hear him. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for
your call. Well, let me just make one more point. He fought for our freedom. You fought for our freedom.
Says my grandson beats up your honor student at a thing.
Well, I'll tell you what. You fought for the freedom for the people to actually put that bumper sticker on their car.
Well, you're GD right about...
Well, I'll let you all go.
All right, Jay, thanks so much.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you understand when I say to you, sir, that we honor you, but you are driving unsafely?
Look, you don't understand that there are people...
I can't hear you.
Huh?
I can't hear you, sir. Get the phone closer.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's too close, okay? What I'm trying to do is...
Mr. Hendry, I've been a Korean War veteran since 19...
I can't hear you, sir.
Is this better?
It's a little bit better. Yeah, could you get closer?
I said I've been a Korean War veteran. Everybody loves me.
All right, pal.
What'd you say?
It's okay, man. It's okay.
So you're giving me permission to wear in some...
No, I didn't give you any permission. It's fine. God bless you, and Godspeed. You got to be careful out there.
Careful. I love my grandson very much. And
get closer to the phone.
Oh, hi,
you know what? I can't dig it. It's just 1-800-449.
Toot, toot, Mr. Hendry.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley were on the show recently talking about the internet and bar rooms, and if that's where you meet your spouse, in a bar or on the internet, you're desperate. You're a bottom feeder. We had a caller say Bobby is nuts and arrogant.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I'm wondering why somebody with your arrogance and ignorance is being allowed to air this on radio.
Well, I'm simply trying to save other people a lot of...
You know,
what's your screen name?
A judge, you might not know where that judge... You don't know how many judges have met their spouses on the Internet.
I can assure you the National Association of Planned Communities, I think these are very successful people. They are college professors. They are lawyers. They meet... We generally meet each other in skydiving classes or wind sailing and that kind of thing.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's a CPA, and I make as much money as he does
Can I ask you a question? And I'd love it if you could be honest with me. Are you heavy?
Am I heavy?
Yeah, darling, you
Well,
know what I mean.
I probably need to lose a few pounds.
Well, when you say few, are we talking double digits?
When I met him, I had met a Harvard lawyer who had asked me out in person, so I apparently wasn't too unattractive.
What is your screen name, dear?
I'm not going to give out my screen name on national radio.
It's not desperate for someone at AOL.com, is it? I mean, the point is...
Well, what are you doing, Bobby? I mean, you're insulting this lady for no reason, in my opinion.
You're insulting a lot of people, and you're very arrogant, and you have no clue. If you haven't done it, you don't know.
I didn't do it, Glenda, because I didn't have to do it, and I think that's the big difference.
I didn't have to do it.
You just told me you're very heavy.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You said
I did
you
not tell you I'm very heavy. 20 pounds is not, in my opinion, very heavy. And I also told you
what do you think a normal weight is? 180?
I know an attorney who graduated from Harvard who had asked me out in person, so apparently I'm not too unattractive.
Well,
but let me tell
Glenda,
you something.
If these judges
the
find
minutes,
out about the bells and the
excuse
olives,
me,
bottom
the
feeding
few
women,
minutes
I'm going to
that you have been on the on
the
radio,
mm-hmm.
you are so unattractive, and I can't even see you. But
you
you're
know,
the one of the ugliest persons I have ever heard.
I think that's what these people talk about, Phil. They, you know, it's, everything is very vibe-oriented and
everything with you is
status.
Glenda,
it's nothing to do with my husband's one of the most kind people you've ever met in your life.
When you
he's
say
kind,
that, in other words,
decent,
he has a big nose.
He's wonderful. No, he's handsome.
In other words, he has a pox-scarred face.
Oh, please.
No.
Pox-scarred face?
Phil, when one of these bottom feeders...
And don't talk about them as bottom feeders, if you don't mind. Let's just have...
All right, when one of these people who troll on the Internet say that their husband's handsome, that means he has a handsome face and one leg is shorter than the other.
No,
and I just,
that is not true.
So he doesn't walk
with a dip.
I
really
hate
to disappoint you.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
Apparently you do need someone to educate you, and I am the one who can do that.
Well,
and you are so wrong.
Here's what I wanted to
say. It's pathetic.
Now, these couples that met on the Internet and in a bar, you don't want them to run into these judges from the National Association lest you don't get Planned Community of the Year, correct?
That is correct.
What do you want them to do, stay inside their houses?
What we've asked them to do is to move into some trailers that we have behind the community until such time as...
I cannot fathom this. I just think it's necessary. I just cannot believe this.
No, why?
I can't continue to listen to this. And I feel sorry
move
for the
into,
nation.
Move into trailers? Move into trailers how?
We have asked the Bells and Olanders to move into two trailers that we have in a vacant lot until the judges... leave.
Who are these judges?
They're the judges for the National Association of Planned
Communities. And who are they?
Oh, one of them is Sherry Brookmeyer. She's a very, very prominent attorney in Denver, Colorado. She also owns a 10,000 square foot home at Ranch of the East, which is a very, very prestigious gated community. We also have Bill Winningham. Bill is an award-winning architect. He lives at Romero Creek, which is an upscale community in, I believe it's in Chicago. We have.
All right, okay, so we know who these guys are. How many of them are there?
There are 12.
Bill now, what do you know about their background? Do you know where all of them met their spouses?
Yeah, Bill met his wife mountain climbing in Africa, and Sherry met her husband at a dance contest on a Norwegian cruise line. So you can see they're very outgoing people. They're not sitting and drinking a Yoo-Hoo or something and looking at a computer
screen. When we built our house
screen.
In our neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
a new neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
I'm the one who formed the social groups around here. I am the most social person you've probably ever met.
Well, I think that's wonderful, Glenda, but I'm talking about mountain climbing, not bridge. Glenda, if you are social, you'll understand this. I am not going to lose to Willow Estates in Phoenix because of these sad, sad couples.
You and I define social as two different things, because I'm an outgoing person. I like people. You're a social climber.
God.
There's a difference.
No, I'm not a social climber.
Oh, yes, you are.
Well,
You're hanging on to the ladder.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Yeah, that's a pathetic group there. That's Bobby and Steve from the Western States Homeowners Association. It's Phil Hendry Show. The United States hasn't found any weapons of mass destruction. Everybody is going nuts. Everyone is saying it's a lie. Everyone is saying they've been scammed. Everyone is saying that it's just wrong and we should have never gone to war in Iraq. Now, the problem is, though, had we found weapons of mass destruction, everyone would be saying that they were planted. That they were planted by the United States, that it was a conspiracy, so on and so forth. So, which is it? I thought this is the government that was able to fake the moon landing and say that the, you know, weren't we the ones that faked the moon landing and the Jews were in cahoots at 9/11 and the CIA killed John Kennedy and, you know, there's a whole conspiracy regarding the CIA and cocaine in Central America and, you know, I mean, and we'd reached a secret settlement with Saddam, so that's why we didn't attack the oil fields in the Gulf War. How come we can't come up with a few phony secret weapons of mass destruction? Kind of just blows that whole theory to pieces, doesn't it? Kind of just makes all of those conspiracy theorists just look even dumber than they are. Oh, well, all we got to do is come up with some phony weapons of mass destruction. Are you telling me that we don't do that because then it would look like that we did that, and we don't want it to make it look like that we did that, even though we can do it? Is that it? You see how crazy this whole process is? Hey, I got big news for you. Clinton bombed Iraq back in 98, man. Nobody asked him for proof. Nobody asked him for proof. He dropped some bombs in 98 because he wanted to get rid of, or at least begin to affect the early stages of the nuclear program. Nobody asked that guy for any proof. He just went ahead and dropped the bombs. When is it a war, by the way? When you drop two bombs, it's not a war, but when you put a bunch of tanks, then it's a war? I don't understand. Like when we attacked Libya, was that a war? Or is that just a limited, you know, engagement? Or what is that? And how does it all come down in terms of the law? The president is allowed a certain latitude in military activity, but if at a certain point where he has to consult with the Congress, and if he came up with the wrong information, hey, he came up with the wrong information. Life is not exactly perfect. I can't believe that this guy Hussein, he's better than I thought he was. He's slick, baby. He's got everybody crying big crocodile tears for him. They want him back in power so bad. What an unjust and unfair thing to remove this man. I have never seen a guy who fed people into meat grinders be treated like Santa Claus before this guy came along. You'd think that this guy was Mickey Mantle. You'd think he was Joe DiMaggio. He's just beloved of everybody. And the big, bad, horrible, rotten American government and all of the people took him out of power. And now he's like, well, what, does he got to live in a hotel in Syria on the Mediterranean coast? Oh, God, not that. What are you guys nuts? You are?
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-868. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, it's time now for Suburban Lifestyles, and Bobby and Steve Dooley with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. For all of you homeowners out there and people who are planning on having whatever kind of celebration this summer, a cookout, kids are out of school now, and so I know Bobby's probably getting pretty busy where you are.
Well, you know something, Phil, this summer we have great pool parties. That's what we love to do. And Seth is out, our seventh grader, and we're having fun with the kids, having them over.
So you invite a lot of the kids over, right?
We do, and the great part is we love it. We just really, really do. Steve and I love it.
It's a lot of fun to be with a kid, Bill.
And that's Steve there?
Yeah, it is. You know, you really can't buy that kind of fun, Phil. It's just fun to see the kids having that kind of a great time.
All right, now, there was a disturbance at the Homeowners Association meeting last Wednesday night at Western States. Is that correct?
You know what? It really wasn't a disturbance. There's one of the homeowners, Judy Cope, began talking loudly. It was directed at me. And, you know, I really think it's kind of funny how some women simply, they don't have any sense about their children, Phil, and sending their children out into the world looking the way they do. And she got upset with the fact that I am a take-charge woman, and that maybe I was, for an afternoon, a better mother than her.
Well, now, I want to ask you, because I know it was related to this pool party that you had last week.
You know what, Phil? I wanted to come on your program today, though, and talk about the positives of summer and some of the things you can do.
And we really don't have any comments.
You know, I understand that, but could you guys please just a little bit tell me, I did get a call from this Mrs. Cope, her name is Judy Cope, about this pool party and what happened to her daughter.
You know what, Phil, it's really funny. A lot of women are very petty. Steve and I were laughing about this. I mean, we really just almost laughed ourselves sick. We had the kids over for a swim.
Now, which kids?
Seth's class and some of the kids from the neighborhood.
These are all 7th graders?
A lot of them, yeah, 6th and 7th graders. And we had the kids over for a swim, and Steve had the barbecue going. And the kids are having a great time, and the girls were also beautiful, and they're so precious at that age.
Okay.
And I noticed something happens when you're 12. You start getting a little, and I guess you have to be a female to know this, but you start getting a little bit of that kind of soft down type of hair on your legs and your thighs and that kind of thing. It's very normal for a girl. And, of course, what mothers do in that situation, ordinarily, is they begin to teach their daughters how to use a razor.
All right.
So, these girls got out of the water.
And this lady made a big deal.
Hold on. Let me explain this. The girls got out of the water.
All right. Now, these are 12-year-old girls. You noticed they had hair on their legs?
When you get to be 11 and 12 years old, this is what happens.
All right. I understand. I got an 11-year-old daughter.
All right. So, the girls got out of the water, and I saw that they had all this hair on their legs. And I was, for a minute, I thought I could feel my heart race a little bit. And I had Steve come over, and he brought me some iced tea. And I said, I really want to cry for these children, because that a mother would let a girl out of the house, a modern mother would let her daughter out of the house looking like that. I felt bad for the girls. That's all I'm saying.
Well, looking like what? These are 12-year-old girls with the hair on their legs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just felt bad for those girls, that they would be let out of the house looking like that.
And it looks a little dirty.
I'm sorry?
It looks a little dirty.
It looks dirty?
Yeah, well, it does make you look, and I don't know if you ever saw the Greek actress Irene Pappas. She was a great actress, but she had noticeable lip hair, and it was very dark. And my God, it's amazing that no one took her aside and just took some tweezers to her. So I said to the girls, let's have some fun. And I always like to make it fun, because these little girls are uninformed, and I really blame the mothers. So I said, let's have some fun, let's shave our legs. And they thought it was the greatest. So I got out the razor, we got some of Steve's shaving cream, and some of the boys were curious. So we let them put the shaving cream on the girls' legs, and we were having a wonderful, wonderful time. And I demonstrated to the girls how you shave your legs on mine, and the girls watched me.
Now, what about this Cope girl? Now, first of all, you're shaving your legs with these girls that are 11 and 12?
That's correct.
Now, what about this Mrs. Cope's daughter? Because she was upset.
This is the part that I think is so funny. And when your listeners hear this, they're going to laugh. Judy got upset. Here's her daughter, Kimberly. Now, she has the upper lip hair that is common to a lot of, I don't know what you'd call it.
Ethnic
backgrounds. And I said to Kimberly, you know, honey, you don't want to go through life with a mustache. So I put a little wax on it. Okay.
You put wax on this girl's lip?
Not a lot, Philip. Yeah, you know, I know what I'm doing, because a lot of us, and I know it sounds dangerous.
My understanding, wax is pulled off?
It is, but there's so much misinformation about it. So we did put a little bit of wax there, and I pulled it off. And some of the skin came away, but Philip, I put Mercurochrome on it. We put a Band-Aid over it. It was fine.
But she did she cry? Because her mother said her daughter came home crying.
Well, her mother's a liar, because afterwards we all played badminton, and she joined us when some of the bleeding stopped. And I think it's absolutely hysterical that these women are getting upset. And, I mean, Steve and I almost laughed ourselves sick thinking about it. And really, Phil, that's why Steve and I wanted to be on your show today, because these mothers think they're so great, and yet they send their daughters out with the hair leg, the lip hair. And I was outraged that this woman grabbed my arm in front of the executive board.
All right, well, that's the story, ladies and gentlemen. If you just joined us, we have Bobby and Steve Dooley on. Bobby was having a pool party. If I could just restate this, Bobby.
Well, that's fine. But I wanted to be clear. We didn't hurt any of these girls.
No, I know. But you were having a pool party. You saw the girls get out of the water. They had hair on their legs. These are girls who are 11 and 12, so this is new hair on their legs, right?
This is what happens when you're 12, yeah.
All right. So you taught the girls how to shave their legs, and you waxed one girl's upper lip?
That is correct, yeah. And honestly, Phil...
She was very, very ethnic. She was very ethnic.
She had a dark hair upper lip.
All right. Now, that girl, some of the skin came away.
And we put a Band-Aid on it, and I want to ask everybody in your audience, whose child hasn't come home from another kid's house with a scrape or a scratch? And I would never, ever... send a child like of mine out to be ridiculed by other kids, and I was doing the children a favor.
All right, so you taught the girls how to shave their legs. You waxed one girl's upper lip. This woman was so angry, this Mrs. Cope, whose daughter was the one whose upper lip was waxed, that she grabbed your arm at a homeowners association meeting, and you people got into it, didn't you?
You know something? I told her to let go of my arm. She didn't. I said, there's going to be trouble, and we had a little pushing and shoving, yeah. But I'll tell you this much, Phil.
But you told the Western Estates paper you felt like Martha Stewart.
You know what? It's true.
You felt like Martha Stewart. Why?
Because the two of us, in trying to help, in trying to set an example, have been singled out. We were visited by the police. We had to give a statement.
Well, you got into a fight with this woman whose daughter's upper lip...
But you have to understand something, Phil, because you're a father, you're not a mother. I know what it is to be a young lady coming of age. I was one at one time. And the worst thing you can do to a young lady is to send her out with leg hair and upper lip hair without waxing it or somehow getting it off.
But the question is, are these girls...
So I am a very modern mother. I know how to look like a woman should, and all I was doing was helping these girls who obviously have ignorant and selfish mothers who aren't with it and who need help. And I'm helping these mothers. They're not with it. They're not now. And I'm trying to help them.
We're just trying to help them be with it.
We're trying to, I'll do it. We're trying to help them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. I guess the reason why you guys wanted to come on the program, I was interested in hearing you, is you had these little girls over to your house, and you're shaving their legs without the permission of their mothers.
Phil, it is like rolling your hair. It's like anything else. And the reason why I did it is I felt so sorry for these girls.
So it was that noticeable?
Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So Ms. Dooley and her husband had the kids over. They're boys and girls there, right?
That is absolutely correct, yeah.
But you had the boys putting the shaving cream on the girls' legs, and then you would shave their legs?
They would shave their own legs. I would help them shave. I showed them about bikini wax. I showed them where the bikini line was. A lot of things.
And these are 11- and 12-year-old girls who are just starting to... A lot of girls don't shave their legs till high school. Isn't that true?
I don't know of any, no. I don't know of any. I don't know of any woman that would do that.
So you never heard of women who...
I don't know of any woman who cares at all about grooming, who cares at all about having any man in her life, that's certainly true, who wouldn't start shaving her legs at 11 or 12. I don't know of any woman like that.
All right.
It's really important, Phil, to start proper grooming.
All right, I understand that. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley. What's happened is this Cope woman confronted you at this Homeowners Association meeting, and apparently there was a physical encounter.
I grabbed her by her hair. She took me by the arm. I said, let go of me. She didn't. I grabbed her by her hair.
And witnesses say you started kicking?
That was all I knew how to do.
Well, you were kicking the woman pretty hard, because at one point... She was on the ground, and you continued to kick.
I told her to let go, and she didn't.
But the woman was lying prone on the ground, and you were continually kicking her in the area of her kidneys. Is that correct?
You know something, Phil?
Mr. Henry, I'm sure you understand we've been told not to say anything.
No, all right, I shouldn't have asked the question. All right, but that's what some witnesses said. That was what was in the police report.
You know something, no comment.
All right, I'm not trying to anger you.
Well, Phil, you really are, and the reason why you're asking these questions, I think, is for, a little bit of exploitation.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Karen, welcome. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley of Western Estates. Karen?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go right ahead.
Oh, hi. I am appalled that you're a speaker. I have a daughter myself, and... I would never, never allow anybody to shave her legs or wax her lip. I think that's disgusting. I think it's irresponsible. I think you needed to speak to these mothers, and if you felt that way, They needed to give you permission. I don't have any problem with an 11 or 12 year old child learning to shave their leg, not at all. But I don't think it was your place.
You know, Karen, you probably have a very beautiful daughter, and she's very well groomed. These girls are, it's just, you know, the noticeable dark lip hair is what I'm talking about. It's very
ethnic. Nothing to be, but you made them feel ashamed. That's nothing to be ashamed of. And if their mother wanted to wax their lip or talk to them about that, they should not feel ashamed. They're 11 and 12 years old. There's a lot of hormones, and they're going through puberty.
Absolutely. And
that's not your, but that's not your place. I think it's great that, because I love having the kids at my house, but I would always, always ask permission. I would never touch anybody's child that way. That's a very intimate and private and personal thing.
Well, no,
that's not your place.
Wait a minute, you're starting to say some things that are offending me. Are you?
No,
what
that's
are you
a
accusing,
private
what
decision
are you accusing
whether
me?
Or not you shave somebody's legs or
you
shave
that,
your own legs.
Didn't you say, Ms. Dooley, that you were showing them the bikini wax line and everything?
Yes, of course. Oh, like
that's, not, that's not appropriate.
That's
not every woman has their bikini area waxed. Not every woman waxes their upper lip.
Well, so in other words, you want your daughter walking out into public with it hanging out of each side of her bathing suit, okay?
She's 11 and 12 years old, and that's the mother's responsibility. It's not your responsibility. You can take care of your children, but that's not your responsibility.
You know something?
I would be angered if somebody waxed my daughter's lip.
I felt so sorry for these girls. I said, look at the hair on their legs.
Why didn't you call their mothers? Why didn't you call and ask if you could you could have
you
a
know,
shaving party? Why didn't you ask them?
A shaving party? Look,
well,
I'm just
she wanted to have a party. Why didn't she ask them?
Well,
if,
can I
you
jump
know,
in,
get
ladies?
Permission.
Ladies, can I jump in? I don't know, but isn't it a little girl of 11 and 12, she's starting to get leg hair. It doesn't look ugly, does it?
Not at all.
Oh, my God. It only looks ugly once it's been shaved,
but 11 and 12?
It's embarrassing to them.
No,
and,
but it's,
well, wait, it's just
it's
a little.
Not.
How
was embarrassing to you.
Can I ask you something then? How are these girls going to get dates when they've got it all hanging out of their bathing suit?
They're 11 and 12, and hopefully they're not going to start dating for several years.
Well, that's your set of morals. That's not mine.
Okay, that's what we're talking about.
I think you should have called the parents, and you should have gotten permission to do that.
Karen, very good point. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I'm hearing kind of how I'm feeling, that maybe it's something you should have gotten permission from the parents.
Phil, we were not molesting these girls. We were not having them take their clothes off. I'm offended at the intimation. I'm offended that anyone... We were teaching them how to shave their legs so they don't walk around looking like alley-oop.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. and Mrs. Dooley had kids over for a pool party. Apparently, she saw that the little girls, the 11- and 12-year-old girls, had hair on their legs, and she started teaching them how to shave their legs. She also waxed the upper lip of one girl who she said, quote, looked ethnic, end quote. Is this something that you would appreciate another mother doing to your kid, teaching her grooming, etc.? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons.
Bobby and Steve Dooley are with us, the president and vice president of the Western States Homeowners Association. They had a pool party for some seventh graders. These are all classmates of their son, and the girls who were there were 11 and 12 years of age, who apparently had not yet shaved their legs. And Ms. Dooley was teaching them how. She also waxed the upper lip of one of the girls, and there was a physical confrontation between you, Ms. Duffy, and one of the other mothers. Another one of the kids there, her name was Vivian. And I don't want to give the child's last name because apparently this has not been reported to the authorities. Apparently,
well, so when you say the authorities, that really is misleading. We're not charged with any child abuse.
No, I know, but you had this fight with this woman.
Let me tell you about this young girl. She's an African American girl. She's a lovely girl, but I wanted to make sure her underarm hair. So what I did to make her not feel like she was being singled out, I had all the girls raise their arms. All right, so...
So in other words, because she was black, you thought she was going to have more underarm hair?
So you can talk to any esthetician. This is an area that you're not qualified to talk in. I don't know. You're going to start thinking I'm a racist.
Are you saying that young black girls get underarm hair before white girls do?
It's a common fact. So I had her raise her arms up, and I said, you know, we got a problem there. And
And you shaved the kid's underarm.
You know, you talk as if...
I find the whole thing really bizarre, that's all. 1-800-449-8686. Kelly, go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I'm glad I had that break so I could calm down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to say was,
mm-hmm.
you obviously don't like anybody else's opinion because you get
mm-hmm.
aggravated when someone tells you something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like to me I'm not the only person that's very outraged at what you did to these kids.
Mm-hmm.
How can you take somebody else's children and impose your beliefs on them?
Impose my beliefs? I'm trying
to get
these girls groomed.
Well, obviously you were raised differently. I'm not going to tell you what kind of mother you had, but obviously this is wrong.
Well, as long as you bring my mother into it, when your mother got you down out of the tree every morning, what would she do?
All right, ladies, come on.
She brought my mother into it. You're going to do that?
No, I'm just saying.
You're going to do that.
You were raised a different way than
it's
I
on.
Was.
My rules don't
include taking other people's children and imposing what I believe on.
You know something, Kelly? Sometimes you see a child in need. You see a child that needs
11
help.
11 and 12-year-olds aren't in need.
She's reaching out and she's in need.
How is she reaching out? Can you
my
tell me
God,
that?
My God, they got out of our
out?
Pool.
Was
they
she
got
crying,
out?
Saying, I'm ugly? This hair on my body is just disgusting?
No child would do that. You know that they're abused. And they
well,
don't
then
say
how
anything.
Can... Are you a psychotherapist? Are you a psychiatrist?
When there's evident abuse... I think...
What abuse?
They're getting out of the pool with hair
leg. We're talking
leg.
About leg hair here, lady.
Exactly. And look,
and you had no business shaving it off.
You know, a lot of them are having sex by 13. They need to start grooming.
And where is it that says
mm-hmm.
you're morally responsible for these people? That's the parents' decision who have these children.
I had to do something.
No, you didn't.
You took it
into your own matter without asking the permission of
right.
the parents.
Tell you what, Kelly, hold the line here. I know you've been hanging on, but hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Does a woman have the right to start shaving the legs of another woman's kid because she thinks it's ugly? That's what Ms. Dooley did at her home when she was having a pool party for the kids. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back. Bobby and Steve Dooley are with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. Does another woman have the right to shave another woman's daughter's legs when she feels the child's grooming is bad? You felt that these 11 and 12-year-old girls should be shaving their legs.
Phil, if I could interrupt.
All right, but you also shaved the underarm of an African-American girl who you said she had hairy underarms.
A lot of your African-American, and I don't want to say this loudly, but a lot of them have the very... steel-like.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, let me just save you some problems. Don't talk anymore, okay?
My wife has the right to talk.
No, I'm not saying she doesn't have the right.
Why are you saying don't talk anymore?
Because just don't talk anymore about that.
Phil, have you ever heard of something called a treasure trail? That's when certain hairs are left on.
I understand what that is.
I was teaching the girls how to wax it because I'm going to tell you something. It is a tragic fact that many young girls are beginning to have sex at 12 and 13, and they're doing it ungroomed, hairy legs.
So let's encourage them to have sex by grooming them?
You're not going to be able to stop them.
1-800-449-8686. Who are we going to here? Huh? Here is Kelly. I'm sorry we had to cut you off, Kelly. Go ahead.
That's all right. I was just going to ask
mm-hmm.
Julie a question.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about how 12 and 13-year-olds are starting to have sex at an early age?
Yes, I don't know if you've been reading the report.
Why are you sitting here on the radio trying to promote it more? Don't you think?
I'm not promoting it. What I'm trying to do...
You're sitting here trying to shave these girls' legs and underarms to make them more sexually...
I'm trying to keep them from being laughed at when they go to bed for the first time with a man.
They shouldn't be going to bed for...
They're not supposed
to be... Excuse me. They're 13. Mm-hmm. They don't know anything about sex.
Well,
you're sitting here telling them about it?
Well, how are you going to stop them? These kids today are like animals. They're all over each other. They're looking for any hole in the ground to do it in. And all I'm trying to do is save them.
I wasn't an animal growing up.
Well, you know something? It isn't the 19th century or whatever it was.
It
you don't have to insult
to be the 19th century. It's
I'm talking about when you were a girl.
You don't have to insult her.
Kelly.
Educate their child.
Look, when you were a girl, things were different. But today, for me and other women like me, we have to be groomed. And
well, what do you mean for you and other women like you? You sound like you may be older than Kelly. How old are you, Kelly?
I am 31.
How old are you, Bobby?
Well, I think a little bit younger than she does.
Okay,
Excuse me, do you not want to tell your age? Are you ashamed of your age?
I think young, because I'm very now and with it. I'm sorry?
All right, look at Kelly. Thank you for your call. You made some good points.
I don't think she made any good points.
Mr. Henry, my wife has the right to speak.
Do it. I have the right to make the comments that I'm making and to associate it with child endangerment or molestation. I'm doing a favor for these kids. They have parents without me. They would look like a bunch of apes. Apes on a playground.
In fact, we entitled it the pamphlet that.
Well, I saw this pamphlet called Playground of the Apes. Was that some play on Planet of the Apes?
Yes, it was, but we were trying to get through to the kids. And that poor Cope girl with a mustache like Tom Selleck, unbelievable.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Guys, I don't think you're going to be getting through to children by putting out a pamphlet called Don't Let You Be Caught on a Playground of the Apes.
But the children like Planet of the Apes.
I know, but you're comparing these poor kids to apes. Here is Mary on the Phil Henry Show. Mary, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
I was driving a car, and I just couldn't face the fact that I respect your opinion, but they are kids. They are 12 years old. I'm from South America, and it's a different culture, but it doesn't matter. They are kids, and the parents have the right to make decisions to the kids, not the kids.
No,
they went to a party.
Right, you're from
South
America.
They shouldn't be invading their privacy. They didn't even know it. They were told in front of boys.
They were voluntarily doing this, Mary. I said, let's all have a leg-shaving party. And they went, let's do it. They were having fun.
But that's not your place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, absolutely, it's not your place to do it. There are still kids.
What do I do when their mothers are absolutely dropping the ball on grooming their daughters and teaching them how to be women?
But you don't know what their mother are doing.
That's what it is,
Mary. You are not aware. You're just giving a party for the kids.
These children, their mothers don't teach them how to become women.
But you cannot assume if you don't know.
Now, why do you think it's up to you, Bobby?
Because my heart aches for these children. These are girls that are going to go out into the world with lip hair. Now, Mary, you're from South America, correct?
Correct.
All right, now you know that you, and I love South America. Steve and I were at Carnival.
Carnival, yeah.
But you know you have a lot of lip hair down there on the women. On the women.
The women, everybody. I was raised in a family of four. My dad's a doctor, but I was never told when to do it. Parents got
it. Did you wax or did you use
it? First time that I did a wax was 16 years old.
No, when did you start shaving?
16 years old.
No, your face, I mean.
What do you mean, her face?
But you don't know who I look like.
Mm-hmm,
you cannot tell when I shave my face.
All right, when did you start
what
shaving?
I'm telling you, you're dealing with kids with 12 years old.
All right. Mary, it's too young. It's too young, right,
they're
Mary?
They're very
it's
young.
Too young.
And they are not aware of it. And that was a
All right,
scary
thank
thing
you.
To do.
Thank
Thanks
you, hun, for your
so
call.
Much.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the age here, Bobby.
Phil, the age is the appropriate age because so many of these young girls are coming from homes where the mothers have no idea how to apply makeup, no idea how to choose clothing, no idea how to do hair, no idea how to please a man or how to keep a home or how to make a beautiful kitchen and make a beautiful meal, no idea how to talk to a young man. When these girls come over to my home, I look at them as if they are diamonds in the rough. I'm not abusing them. I'm looking at them and I'm saying, you know something, someday I'm going to be gone, and Steve will be gone. But even after I die, at least I can pass on what I know about being a woman to these young girls, because if there's one thing I do know a lot about, Phil, it is being a woman. I keep my husband very, very happy. Wink, wink. Okay. So I look.
I understand. I have no doubt that you are a woman of substance. I got no doubt about that. We are talking about other women's children.
And that's the saddest part. That I have to do this for other women's children means out there in America today, we have a desert, an absolute desert. There are no mothers out there teaching their children even the slightest thing about maturing into womanhood.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Melissa. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Melissa.
Hi.
How you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, good. Sorry, mm-hmm. I'm on a cell phone.
I can hear you very well. I can hear you very well. Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear you guys very well. But
okay, can you hear me now?
Right. Can I just say something first of all?
Go ahead.
You keep saying every 2 seconds, and it's very distracting.
Oh, no, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Okay, Miss Dooley, can you back off your phone?
I'm sorry, yeah.
What was that?
I just asked Miss Dooley to back off of her phone because she was a little loud.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Melissa. You can't hear us, huh?
I can hear you. I'm getting better now.
All right,
sorry.
Go ahead, hon.
Okay. Go ahead, Melissa. I can hear you.
First of all, I'm a mother of
well, 63
girls. One is a freshman in high school. And personally, I would be extremely outraged if another mother or friend, you know, would show my daughter how to shave her legs or anything else. I mean, she does do it now. She's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at 11 and 12, if you want to be a positive role model mm-hmm. and help these girls out that mm-hmm. making chocolate chip cookies or playing, you know, Monopoly,
63.
Something is a lot better than shaving legs.
Mm-hmm. You know, Melissa, what I think is interesting is, and you sound like a wonderful gal and a great mother, and you sound like the kind of gal that I wouldn't mind getting to know, but there's a little bit of jealousy going on. I've been listening to a lot of these calls, and I think a lot of these women are jealous, Phil.
Jealous of what?
Jealous. jealous that I know things about being a woman that maybe they haven't taught their daughters.
But, you know, you keep talking about the kids that, you know, at this day and age, at the age of 13, are having sex, and you don't want them to have sex.
8152. Yes.
That's ridiculous.
What is ridiculous?
You know, why encourage it? That's just absolutely insane. Are you on crack?
What is ridiculous? Teaching them how to bikini wax? What's wrong with that?
At the age of 11 and 12, it's extremely ridiculous. All you're doing is furthering mm-hmm. their self-image, a poor self-image of not accepting themselves the way they are at 11 and 12.
So
you know
in other
what?
Words,
when they're in high school,
to...
hold on.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Melissa. We can hear you.
Thank you.
So when a girl walks into my party and she's got hair between her eyebrows, I'm not supposed to do anything?
Exactly. It's not your place. It's the mother's place, period, not yours.
And if the mother...
you have an issue, if the kid came to you, you know what, if I was having a pool party, I don't care what race they were or whatever, and they had a, you know, if they had an issue with their body hair, I would never touch them, shave their legs or anything else. I'm not saying anything.
You know, Melissa, this isn't Lilith Fair. This is not Lilith. This is really not Lilith Fair. It's not Lilith Fair.
Let the woman finish, please. What do you mean, Lilith Fair?
Thank you.
This isn't a lot of lip hair and lesbians.
Okay, hon, your car phone. Your car phone's crapping out. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Keep Melissa. I don't know what's going on with her. 1-800-449-8686. On the Phil Henry Show, we have on the line with us Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley had a pool party for 11- and 12-year-old girls, and apparently they got to her house, and they had a lot of leg hair. Now, you know, kids have, you know, kids are kids, but apparently as a woman, she taught the girls how to shave their legs at this pool party. She also waxed the upper lip of another girl and shaved the underarms of an African-American girl that was there, and this has outraged a few of the mothers. Ms. Dooley's contention is if she doesn't do it, she feels sorry for these kids. If she doesn't do it, who's going to do it? Because the kids, she said, she felt very sorry for. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hey, don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. If you want to know more about the Phil Henry Show, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley are on, and I understand the two of you were having a disagreement.
Well, I'm asking my husband to let me be the primary voice for our family on this, Phil. We do have, we've had a confrontation, as you know, with our neighbors about this. We do have a hotline that we are going to set up for girls to call if they want to talk and they can't talk to their parent, to their mother specifically. Please don't grab, he's grabbing the phone now.
Let him say what he wants to say.
It's not some suicide prevention hotline.
We've set up a private line so that girls can call me directly if they want advice on grooming, shaving, etc. These are very young girls, obviously, but someday there's going to be what we call the big shave. Now, that is when you...
All right, I think I know what you mean by the big shave. You don't even have to go there with a 12-year-old girl.
No, I know that. But I want them to be comfortable enough to know they can talk to me about it.
So they're going to be talking to you?
Yes, because obviously their mothers don't want them talking to me. And where are they going to go for advice on how to mature into womanhood? So we'll have that number set up.
It'll be an 800 number, too.
Yeah, it'll be an 800 number so the girls can go into their room, take the phone out of your parents' room, go into your room, plug it in, and then you can talk to me. You can talk to Bobby about all of these things.
There's something that sounds rather surreptitious and nefarious about this, like it's sneaking around.
No, it is not sneaking around.
Well, yeah, it is. You're calling up some other woman to...
Well, I mean, Phil, these girls got out of my pool the other day with unshaved legs. Jesus H on a scooter. I'm trying to help these young ladies.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Julie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Getting worse and worse and worse and more outrageous. I can't believe some of the things that you were saying. I've been getting angrier and angrier, but
well,
having just recently heard your theory on anybody who doesn't shave is a lesbian just makes you look totally ridiculous.
Pardon me? It's obvious that women that don't shave their legs have a bent toward the lesbian side.
Ma'am, I think you are the one who is bent. But just tell me what makes you decide that you are the one who can set grooming standards for everybody.
I don't know. I think it's just that I have a great sense about what is good grooming, what is beauty.
Oh, my God.
I have. Oh, my God. Is that your response? Do you have a daughter? Do you have a daughter?
It is.
Do you have a daughter?
Yeah, I do. I have a very beautiful 21-year-old daughter.
All right.
Decides these things for herself when she is ready and comfortable to do it.
There you go, Phil. Her daughter, in other words, that means her daughter was left on her own to figure it out.
You have no idea what my family life is, and don't be so presumptuous.
And that's exactly what we're trying to avoid. Mothers like you leaving your daughters to fend for themselves. Go ahead,
I didn't say fend for herself.
You said she figures it out for herself.
Well, I did hear that, Julie, but I don't think that's...
No, that does not preclude any discussion between the two of us. I don't take her aside at 11 and 12 and say, darling, it's time for you to think about getting a man. You better start shaving. I mean, Bobby, do you do breast implants, too?
I beg your pardon?
Do you do breast implants, too?
You know something, God?
Service?
No, you know something? God blessed me with a very good body. I don't need
them. No, I'm not asking if you have them. I wouldn't do that. But I'm asking if you do them for these girls so they don't have to bother waiting to grow them.
It's difficult for me to recommend to women that kind of thing because I feel sorry for women that do not have the attributes that some of us do. So,
no, I think you're missing the point of the lady's question. It's the inappropriateness of teaching a child how to shave her legs. Do you advise these children on breast implants?
Do you see how perverse the two of you are? Do you see it? No, do you see it?
So, in other words, you have a daughter.
So, in other words, you love to talk about girls and breasts and breast implants? Oh, my good Christ.
Bobby, you have a daughter?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a daughter? I missed the beginning.
Steve and I decided not to have a little girl. They get jealous.
Oh,
I have three sons.
God.
I have three. You know what I have? I have about 50 daughters. All of the girls here at Western Estates, and the hotline that we're setting up, which I'd like to give the number, Phil, if I could.
In a minute.
Oh, no. Please,
all right.
No.
Julie.
I just have one other question for you, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
What if you had a daughter, and she came over to my house for a pool party, and I thought she looked much better. She had long, beautiful hair, and I thought she looked much better with really short, short hair. And I cut it. Would that be okay with you?
Did she ask you to?
You didn't ask the girls.
Yes, I did. I said, do you want to learn how to shave your legs? And they all went, yes, we do.
Well, naturally, kids are going to do that. Children are going to do that. They think it's all grown up.
If you cut my daughter's hair without her permission, I would kick your ass into next week.
She would think it was a great idea because I could convince her.
I'd kick your ass into next week. Does that answer your question?
All
right, okay, we got to run. 1-800-449, kick her ass in the next week, huh?
Word up to your mom.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. If you're not being a good enough mother to your daughter, is it okay for one of the neighborhood mothers to teach your daughter how to shave her legs, to pluck her eyebrows, to wax her lip hair, to do all of those things? Because Bobby thinks the mothers in her neighborhood stink at it, so she's teaching the kids how to do it. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. They had a pool party at their home. Bobby saw some of these 11 and 12-year-old girls that were at her pool party with leg hair, and she decided to teach them how to shave their legs, teach them how to wax their upper lips. She took tweezers to some girls' eyebrows and in one instance shaved the underarms of a young African-American girl who was there at the party. You know, Bobby, there are women calling and saying you have no right, that you have no right at all, that this is someone else's child, that you have no right, without the permission of the mother, to touch them. What do you say about that?
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm talking to Steve. Put it over there. Because I have one of the Lady Remingtons that I use, Phil, and I don't know if you can hear.
I can't hear. That sounds like a saw of some kind.
Phil, there's an old saying, suffer not the little children to come unto me. And I don't know if you've ever heard that. That's really what I'm saying. Suffer not the little children to come unto me. Let me teach these girls what I know about being women. Because the homes they're coming from, obviously, if they're coming to my home, a 6,500 square foot beautiful home, we have a limestone entryway, we have a tile kitchen, and you send your child into my home with leg hair and underarm hair and this kind of thing, I don't know what these mothers are thinking. Suffer not the little children to come unto me. I love that, and that means let your kids talk to me about grooming.
And you also have that hotline.
That is correct.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Nadine. Hello, Nadine. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, how are you, Phil?
Fine, ma'am.
I'm sitting here in my bedroom praying that the 1-800 number does not go on the air because nobody should call you for advice.
Well,
okay?
There are young women screaming for help.
Okay, well, not to
how
you.
How do I?
Not to you, ma'am.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know? Just by listening to you.
There is an old saying, suffer not the little children to come unto me.
You just said that phrase meant for these girls to call you.
Yes.
Who do you think you are, though? How are you qualified to give advice?
You know what? I've lived 40 years as a pretty good, pretty attractive woman.
Yeah, but see, that's not what we're talking about here, how attractive
you are. Of course
we are. Excuse me, you're missing the point. You're teaching girls how to groom themselves?
Yes.
11, 12, how old?
I'm sorry?
With your hedge trimmer right here in the background?
They're 11 years of age, and you know something? If you're jealous, just say it. If you
jealous
don't have,
of
if,
what?
If you don't have young girls coming to you
listen,
and asking
honey,
advice...
Listen, honey, thank God you don't have a daughter.
If you don't have young
praise
women
Lord,
who want,
you don't have a daughter.
Who want advice from you, I do.
No.
Girls come to me for advice. Okay?
No. No.
Well, they do.
All right, Nadine. Thank you. Let's go over to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Barbara, go ahead.
I've been listening to this program, and that lady is a lunatic. She's a lunatic because why would you be teaching children 11 and 12 years old to groom themselves for young boys when young kids are having babies at this early age? You should be, as a parent, trying to teach those kids the right thing, not shave their hair and make them more attractive for some boys to come along and use them.
Well, Barbara...
And you're crazy. You know what? Because if you had shaved my daughter hair and she came home, and then when I confronted you and then you pushed me, the police would have been pulling you. You would have been mud. Because I ought to beat your ass until you was mud.
Well, apparently...
Because you don't want nobody to do that to your child. And you have no right to shave somebody's child, no matter how they look. And if they didn't look good, you shouldn't invite them to your house and cause children apes.
You
it's
know,
outrageous.
Well, all I'm saying, Barbara, is...
If they had hair on them, that's God's gift. And when they got of age, and if they want to shave their hair, that's fine. It's not your business to shave them.
All
and
I'm
plenty of people
is,
in this world look like apes. And just because you think you're beautiful, maybe somebody else don't think you're beautiful.
Well, that's
and
hard
you
to
keep
imagine.
Yourself well in your house.
That's,
beauty is in the inside, not on the outside. Because you know what? You're going to get old, and all of that beauty is going to fade, and you're going to be old and wrinkled up, and nobody's going to think you're beautiful.
No, my husband said that I could get treatments. That's number
well,
one.
Well, your husband is sick, and you're sick.
We
but if you had shaved my child, and you confronted, and I confronted you, and you come out, you would have kicked my ass, honey, the police would have been picking you up. I ought to kick your ass and call the cops myself. Now, I mean that because you have no right to shave somebody else's child. If you was demonstrating on your own, that's fine and well.
Hey, Barbara.
And if you invite kids to your house
Barbara.
And they don't look well because they got hair and you think they're unclean because they hair, apparently people have hormone problems.
Well, now, Barbara, let me jump in, Barbara. Bobby, you said that when you got into this confrontation with this woman, you pushed her down and kept kicking her.
That's correct, yeah.
She
got up into my face, and it
well,
was
Well, I would have got up in your ass, not up in your face, because you had no right to shave somebody else's child. She got up in your face. She had every right to get in your face, because if that was your child, you wouldn't have wanted somebody to shave your child. And just because somebody have hair on them, it doesn't mean they're dirty.
Well, I you know what? It was on.
And hooray for you with your big house. Because beauty is on the inside, not on the outside. And when you get wrinkled up, and your husband, he better save his money for all them wrinkles you're going to have up your butt. But I ought to put wrinkles up your butt right then and there. And you should be arrested for getting on the radio telling somebody you shaved their
children. I have a 6,500 square foot home.
Kind of home you got. You would have been laying up in that 60 foot or whatever foot home. You would have been laying up in there on crutches. If that was my child, and you should be arrested for getting on the air and telling what you shaved somebody else's kid, and then calling them apes, you should be arrested.
I want to be clear. So you're going to send your daughter over to my home?
I wouldn't send my daughter nowhere near you because you're crazy. You're crazy, and your husband crazy too.
I dropped that woman over at that homeowners association meeting, and I'll do the same to you.
You get my address and you drop me because I'd make mud out your ass. You would have been carrying that damn stick up your ass, you hear? Because if you had shaved my child and you get on the radio and somebody they look like apes, honey, you better get every damn cop there because I ought to make mud out your ass.
Wait a second.
I ought to take that damn razor and stick it up yours.
You don't get the humor of Playground of the Apes.
Ain't no humor in nothing you saying. You crazy. Because you wouldn't want somebody else to shave your child. You was going to kick the lady butt who said she was going to shave you if you had a daughter.
You know,
what gives you the right to say somebody else look like an 11-year-old child and you get on the radio and call them an ape because
you know,
they got hair on their arm?
You know, Barbara, if you were here right now, I'd have to drop you.
I wish you would. Will you get my address and come and drop me? You want my address? Because
don't,
I
no, no, Barbara, don't,
your ass.
Don't give your address on the air, okay?
No, but I...
Don't
I,
do
you,
it.
Well, you better... You think because you kicked that lady, whoever that lady was, she couldn't fight.
I kept kicking her.
But I'm telling you right now that I would make mud out your ass if you had shaved my child. They would have been picking your ass up off the floor.
There'd be mud.
And I would have called the cops myself after I don't get your ass.
There'd be mud coming out of your ass.
All right, that's enough.
I wish you would.
That's enough. All right, Barbara, thank you very much. I can
understand. You got a lot of nerve, but I wish I knew where
well
your ass is, because I
angry.
Make mud out your
All right,
ass.
Here's my address. You want it?
Yes.
Here it is, 241.
Wait a minute. Let me write your ass this down. 241 what?
Fun Lane, F-U-N-L-A-N-E. Okay?
Yeah.
Happy Town.
Oh, she's screwing with you.
She's a damn nut. And I was you. I wouldn't even put on my show. She's a damn nut.
I live in Happy Town.
Yeah, I'm sure. Barbara, thank you. The lady is understandably angry.
Phil, to give the children the opportunity to swim in a brand new Pebble Tech home, in a brand new Pebble Tech pool, we have the waterfall effects, we have the brand new spa, we have the slide. The children had an opportunity to swim in our pool. And they're getting in there with underarm hair.
She doesn't get it.
She just doesn't get it, Phil.
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686. That woman was going to kill her. She wanted her address. She was going to go to her house and kill her. Why? Because she's calling children who are not shaving their legs by the time they're 12, apes. In fact, her and Steve put out a leaflet that said Playground of the Apes, which is kind of like a play on...
You get it?
Yeah, it's great. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, with Bobby and Steve Dooley, you talk about 11-year-old girls learning how to shave and that you teach them how to shave their legs because their parents are so lousy at it, their mothers are so lousy at it, their mothers are so completely inept at teaching these young girls how to mature into womanhood that somebody's got to do it. You even quoted the Bible by saying, suffer not the little children to come unto me.
That is correct, Phil. And what that means really, Phil, is let your children come to my house where I can show them how to be women.
That's a quote from the Bible that Jesus Christ was talking.
Okay.
I don't know, what's your point?
Well, so what, do you think you're Jesus?
Phil, let me explain something. Gwyneth Paltrow is one of the most gorgeous women in film today. I happen to know that she keeps it slick and shaved up. Now,
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying.
But this has got nothing to do with 12-year-old kids. Here is Marilyn. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Hi, Bobby. Hi. I just wanted to say I feel so sorry for you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You don't want to talk
thank
to me because
calling.
I... Oh, what? What's
thank
the matter?
You
scared
goodbye.
Of me, Bobby?
Right. No,
afraid of me?
You're done. You're rude. You're done. Hang up on
you
her,
know,
please.
You're afraid of me, Bobby. You
hang
know
up
what?
On her,
because please. I know the truth. Don't measure a person
you know the
by the size of their house or their swimming pool.
Oh, you're jealous.
The thickness of their legs. I'm jealous. I've had men falling in front of me all of my life.
You know something? You sound like a battle axe, okay?
Oh, my God. You know what? I don't measure my value.
And
by
I don't need your pity.
Home.
I pity you. I pity you because of your sexual orientation, which is against the Bible.
Because I'm not impressed by the size of your home.
You know something? You don't bring...
I'm not impressed
you
by your pool
you
or the size of your home. And you know what I think?
You don't bring
you
your
so
hairy dyke
starved.
Legs into my 6,500
you
square foot
so
home.
You are so starved
yes.
for attention.
Well, no, I'm not.
That you need the attention of 11-year-old children.
My husband thinks I am very sexy. 11-year-old
children.
Yes. Well,
what
you know something? When you moved in with your girlfriend and really started walking on the wild side,
See, when somebody comes out with something truthful about how you're a very superficial person and appearance
You know
everything.
Something? Who would fall
whether
for...
it's the appearance of a child or a home, I find all children are beautiful, and they can come to my beautiful home with my beautiful in-ground pool and swim with their hairy legs and their hairy underarms, and I will think they are all individually gorgeous.
But here's the difference. Your home is back east.
Children.
Mine's in California, so you have to drain your pool 6 months out of the year. I don't. Thank you.
Oh, so that makes you
a
much
chop.
Better person than me,
Bobby. She got you really good with that one.
I didn't hear
it. High five.
Okay, look, we're not being children here. I want to jump in here for let's not be children. Marilyn's saying she's not going to keep a child out of her pool because the kid has hairy legs.
Oh, so in other words, you can afford to have that filter fixed whenever.
You know what? The sound of you, like, it's just so absolutely ridiculous. Like, starved for attention.
What about your East Coast accent that is so screeching and nauseating that I just, oh, God.
You know, and your personality is so nauseating that everybody here on the East Coast, come on, we're all gonna heave together.
You know what? You need a full body.
One, two, three.
You need a full body hairnet. You need a full body hairnet. Thank you.
Do you want to know?
Please don't tell me. Don't tell me who to have.
I'm a 42-year-old woman. I have men falling all over me.
You have men doing what all over you?
You want to know? You want to know the truth? I shave my legs when I get around to it, if I feel like it.
Sounds like it.
I don't do my nails.
Sounds like it.
And you want to know? I have men half my age telling me how sexy, wonderful, and hot I am on a daily basis.
And how many teeth do they have? How many teeth do they have?
Sexiness and attractiveness comes from your personality.
Marilyn, there's a big difference. There's a big difference between a man coming on to you who's driving a delivery van and a man coming on to you who has some money. And that's the difference really between you and I. You get a lot of guys. You get a lot of gardeners. You get a lot of UPS drivers. That's fine. Me, on the other hand, you probably look like buckwheat in a
headlock.
I bet you look like buckwheat in a headlock.
Okay, now this is getting ridiculous.
Whenever anybody comes and says to her that she's a superficial or her values are she goes off like little shots.
Yeah, she comes in with the little shots. You're absolutely right.
Like
Bobby,
I want to give out the hotline number.
Those 11-year-olds.
I want to give out the hotline number where girls can call us.
I do not want you to give that number.
How
can
dare
I say
you?
One other thing?
Go ahead.
She refers to them as young women and little children. Which one is it?
What's that?
Are they young women or are they little children?
These are young women about to blossom into the world of men.
Children.
And
suppose
ready for the world of men, you got to shave and you got to brush your teeth every now and again, and you can't teach them that, Marilyn. And so,
all right, this has gotten a little ridiculous.
Wait, can I say one other thing?
Go ahead.
Another line of argument.
Go ahead.
Suppose the parents of these children sat down with each other and had a conversation about it and said, we feel that the appropriate age for our child to get their ears pierced or their legs shaved is 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Who is she to say that she's going to come in? They're minors. The parent is in control of the child reach.
I don't think they have the right. They don't have the legal right.
We really feel that there are more important things for our child focused on than shaving her legs at the age of 11.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. There's more. First of all, they do not have the legal right to embarrass that child. And
it's only embarrassing to you, though. You're the only person that's embarrassing them by making a big deal out of it. You're the only person embarrassing them. No one else is saying they can't.
You know what? Why don't you go out and get the hair out of your pool filter and,
I have no problem with my pool filter. Do men have to shave their body hair to go in your pool?
I just said the F word. I'm so angry. Marilyn, thank you very much.
You just swore at me using a four-letter word.
I'm sorry, but I did dump it off the air.
I feel so sorry that this poor woman is,
Marilyn,
got an even influence on young children.
If you'd like some advice on grooming and a good, listen to this, considering your leg hair,
Bobby,
you may need this kind of a razor.
I have a favor to ask of you, Bobby.
That's what I call a leg razor.
Bobby,
all right, I have a favor to ask of you.
Mm-hmm.
Use all this wonderful energy that you have and channel it into something that could really do some good for children.
Oh, bug off, cheetah.
There are a lot of things.
Got the four-letter word. I got to get off the air. I got to get both of these women off the air. Bug off, cheetah. All right. 1-800-449-8686. I refuse to give that woman's hotline number out because that wasn't a woman at all. That was me doing that voice, so she doesn't have a hotline number. And those are real people calling and talking to her. Anyway, that's the Phil Hendry Show. That's how we do it each and every day. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and for the purposes of the moment, a more important number may be this number, 877-616-PHIL. Now, what is that? That's the number that gets you to the people that will send you out our Best Of CD, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD 2002. It's called World Famous, and this CD will give you, you know, a sample of our show. It's a two-CD set, gives you a little sample of what we do on our radio show. And all of the money that we raise goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. That number again is 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445 for the Best of the Phil Hendry Show. 2002 CD, World Famous is the name of it. And while you're on our website, if you go to www.philhendryshow.com, visit our souvenir shop. You can also get our CD there along with a bunch of other really cool stuff, including Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts and the shot glasses and the Phil Hendry Show t-shirts and hats and the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police stuff. If you want to get your Father's Day shopping done, you can do it on our website. If you get your order in by Friday, they'll get it to you for Father's Day. That's tomorrow. Get your order in tomorrow. I think they mean by tomorrow, or, you know, like tomorrow, today or tomorrow, and they'll get it to you by Father's Day. You're ordering off our website and our souvenir shop. We'll be right back. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hey, this summer, when I take my kid to a public pool, if I do take my kid to a public pool, if your kid's peeing in it, man, I'm going to be upset. You want to know why more than anything else? Because a lot of people who don't smoke, remember when I was talking the other day about people who do not smoke and feel empowered to walk up to another human being they've never met before in their life and tell them what they think about their cigarette habit? And I said if it ever happened to me again, that I would literally drop the person before they got the last word out of their mouth. I'm so tired of that, the assumption that you have the right to walk up to a perfect stranger and tell him what you think of his cigarette habit. The cigarette smoke's not hurting you. The secondary smoke isn't hurting you. If it's inside of a restaurant, that's a different story. I'm talking about standing outside. Okay? Now, these people, these are the individuals who tell you what they think about your cigarette smoke. Guess what? They're taking their kid down to the public pool, and he's peeing in it. You think I'm kidding? Listen to this. Pool cleaning and maintenance of swimming pools may be exposing millions of Americans to harmful bacteria that causes diarrhea and other illnesses. More than half of the public and semi-public swimming pools tested last summer in California, Florida, and three other states had at least one serious problem with water quality, filtration systems, or staff training, according to data collected by the Center for Disease Control. That's the big one, baby, the CDC. That's the granddaddy. The Center for Disease Control says that more than half of the public and semi-public swimming pools that were tested in California and Florida and three other states have got a problem with them. Almost 10% of the pools had violations so severe they were immediately closed. The highest percentage of problems, listen to this because this is what I'm talking about, occurred in children's wading pools, medical and therapy baths, and hotel and motel bathing areas. Translation, your kid's peeing in the pool. Your kid's peeing in the pool. And you're talking to me about my cigarettes? You're talking to me about my... I'm going to start walking up to those pools just the same way non-smokers walk up to you. You know, hey! You peeing in that pool? I'll be peeing in there, man. You a little kid? You look like a little kid to me. You'll be... What are you talking to my kid? Yeah, I'm talking to your kid. I don't want him peeing in there. Don't talk to my son that way. Well, I sure as heck will. I'm going to talk to him the same way you talk to me when I light one up. Now, what do you think about that? Don't you pee in there. shut up. Look at the brats crying now. Well, you upset him, man. You're talking to... Don't talk to my son that way. Tell you what, let's talk about it over a cigar. Going to walk by all of the deep ends. How many of you right now are taking a leak in there? Because I'll tell you what, that's a health hazard. And not only that, here's what else is going to happen. Because I happen to know, I've got an eye for trends. You watch. The way Americans are and the way the rules and the laws are laid down in this country, public pools will become illegal. The same as roller coasters. Oh, yeah. You want to know why? Because they're unsafe. Oh, yeah. You didn't hear about it? They're unsafe. And here in America, anything that's unsafe is illegal. It's outlawed immediately. It's not safe. People could get hurt. It's got to be against the law. Better outlaw it. Better have them put a helmet on. Put on that seatbelt. And you know what? That woman that stood up on that roller coaster the other day, wherever that was, Fun Over America or Death Over America Amusement Park in Deathville, she stood up because she's an idiot. Because she's one of God's own morons. She's one of those great pieces of work that God lets into the world every now and again to screw it up for the rest of us, right? Just when we're starting to have a couple of laughs around here, along comes some dumbass. And guess what the dumbasses do? They do something stupid so that they have to make it illegal. Witnesses saw a woman standing up while riding a roller coaster at an amusement park moments before she fell to her death. Tamar Folliner. Boy, let that name go down in history. 32 fell from the ride Saturday while it was in the midst of a 69-foot drop, standing up. Now guess what's going to happen? They're going to make it illegal. They're going to outlaw roller coasters, just like they're going to outlaw swimming pools, because dumbasses are among us. They crawl, they walk, they're alive. And it really is a little maddening, you know. I mean, when you start to have some giggles and they decide that they want to outlaw this, they want to outlaw that, they want to make this illegal and that illegal. I would like to think the vast majority of us who are okay with how we behave, just nothing. Nothing's fun anymore. So the amusement parks are going to be outlawed. And it's generally some parent whose kid was stupid. And they turn around and they sue. You know, your dumb kid did something stupid, and now you turn around and sue because the park should have protected that stupid-ass kid from doing the dumb thing that he did. Your dumb relative. And now we ain't got legal swimming pools. Now we ain't going to have any roller coasters. What else? They'll outlaw cars eventually somewhere along the... You know, we realize cars are just not safe. Let's just outlaw them. They'll outlaw it all. Don't worry. Forks, knives, even in your own home. You'll be afraid of getting hijacked in your own kitchen. I don't want any, silverware here. What are you talking about? Look, let's just be safe. Let's have plasticware. Why? Because of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, we're in our own house. It doesn't matter. I don't want any of that stuff. They come in here, man. They try to hijack the kitchen. They'll fly the whole house, man, right into Ed's down the street. I don't know what they're going to do. Just, oh, quit being stupid. I'm not being stupid. I only want the plastic stuff in here. And the rubber. I brought this new rubber stuff. What the hell am I going to do with a rubber fork? So now the Center for Disease Control says public pools are breeding grounds for bacteria and filth. You remember the joke in Caddyshack about the candy bar looking like a turd in the pool? Everybody laughed, but frankly, about 5 years before that ever happened, I witnessed that at a pool in Orlando where I was living. I was living in one of these, in those days, they used to call them singles apartments, you know, singles complexes, and I'm living there, and I'm kicking by the pool, and this guy says to me, "Hey, you see that?" I say, "Yeah." He says, "What is that?" I said, "It looks like a turd sitting in the shallow end of the pool." Why? Some kid in his diaper was in there. Now, you know what? You may think that we're all supposed to understand when your kid craps his pants into my pool water. I don't, and I don't want it around me. Get the kid out of there. Am I a grump? Yes, I am a grump. No, what I'm trying to say, a little responsibility, that's all. But I am a grump. I had a lady call me a grump. I was getting my car washed, by the way. This is apropos of nothing, but I was getting my car washed, and I went to move up in line to pay for it, and I tripped over this woman's dog, right? And she says to me, he's a little slow. And I said, yes, I can see that. She called me a grump. She said, what a grump, and walked out. I was agreeing with her, and she called me a grump. See, people will lay those lines out there because they want you to they want you to say, oh, no, he's fine. No, your dog's stupid. Not only that, it's a poodle, so I got no use for him at all. Well, what a grump. Well, you know, you asked me. I'm telling you. Anyway, this summer, remember that when you take your kid to the public plunge, especially those public hotel and motel swimming pools, you know how inviting those are. You know how inviting a good motel swimming pool is, especially after about five people who just pulled their Suburban up outside, and the guy's got the baseball cap on in the spa, right? And he's got the bottle of Michelob. And you really want to get in there with those people, don't you? Absolutely. Get on into that spa. And you know how you like to dip down, take a mouthful of water, and just spray? Yeah, do that. That'd be great. Just... Oh, this is great. It's when you look at a guy sitting in the spa with a baseball cap that says, I saw Carlsbad Caverns on it. He's got the Suburban sitting outside with a horse trailer. He's got the, you know, the bottle of Michelob or Löwenbräu. And the baseball cap is on. And the no shirt. And he's sitting there. And he's looking like he's in heaven. He's looking like he's in heaven. He's sitting there at the $15 a night motel in the little spa that they got that's meant for four people, and there's eight loud dumbasses in there. And they're all like eight pigs in slop sitting in there, and you thought you'd mosey out of your motel room because you wanted to get a little dip in, just a little tiny. You just wanted to put your finger in there, just maybe a big toe, and here they all are. Yeah, that's the... And they're all sitting around. You got to get in that water after they get out. Yeah, it's like Clark Griswold from the Vacation movie, you know? No, it's worse than him. I liked him. It's way worse. Clark Griswold is... He's like the 1980s version of that. You know, these people are all now... They're all wealthy. They're all very wealthy. I'm telling you, they're driving these rigs. They're driving $80,000, $90,000 rigs. And they've got beautiful homes. And they made their bread. Maybe the guy's, who knows what he's doing? I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he made his bread. He operated a gas station or something. Who knows? But these cats all are loaded, man. And there they are in the motel spa. See, everybody's rich. I say that in relative terms, of course they're not. Go out onto the freeway and look at all the Beamers, all the Lexuses, all the Mercedes, all the Jaguars. There's more hot-looking, nice rides out there than ever before in the history of man on this planet. Everybody's got dough. Everybody is showing it too, man. Everybody's got new breasts. Everybody's got new rides. Everybody's got new lips. Everybody's got a new ass. Everybody's got new hair. Everybody's got the eye job going and the eyelid job going and the butt job going and the boob job going and the stomach job going and the tummy tuck going. And everyone is rich and incredibly beautiful. Then why am I so angry? Everyone's rich and incredibly beautiful. Why do I feel this way? Why do I want to turn my skill saw on here? All right. 1-800-449-8686. Was there any coherence in that last rap? Let me know. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Let me see. I started out with, who did I start out with? Pools. Kids crapping in the pool. Then Hicks sitting there in the spa. Then roller coasters. Then everything being illegal. Then some Hicks sitting in your spa and farting into it. And then I wound up with what? I don't know where I am. The saw. I wound up with suicide. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I want to have a highly moral relationship with my girlfriend.
With your girlfriend or with your wife?
With my wife won't have sex with me.
Okay.
Because
you had sex with her methadone-addicted sister without protection.
Right, which know what? You have to accept responsibility. You know what? The bottom line is this. If you want to have a relationship...
Why can't she let bygones... Why can't she let bygones be bygones?
Wait, listen. If you want to have a relationship with your girlfriend, then whatever... I mean, you have to accept responsibility, number one, that you had an affair with your sister-in-law. I mean, you have to accept responsibility and say, okay, that's because you felt sorry for her is not an excuse. That's ridiculous. I mean, you had sex with her because... I mean, maybe she was seducing you, but you had sex with her because...
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
You wanted to have sex with her. But
ma'am,
if you want to have a relationship with your girlfriend, then divorce your wife.
All right, I'm... None of you have had the common decency to address the one thing that I brought up.
Which is what?
Which is the fact that if she takes me out to eat, she pays in cash, and that money she rubbed all over everything.
That's not a moral dilemma.
Okay, this is not a moral dilemma. This is a problem that you need to talk to a psychiatrist about.
A psychiatrist?
Yeah, this is absolutely like,
yeah.
I understand you have some connection with dirt. It's dirty. It's dirty money. It's been in a dirty place. You know, there's something wrong with that.
All right, I want to ask you.
You have to recognize that.
I want to ask you,
just
so I'm clear, do you actually think me giving my sister-in-law heroin had something to do with me having sex with her?
You gave your sister-in-law heroin?
Yes, I did, ma'am. Yes, I
did. You gave it to her.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he fully admitted that.
Yes, I did.
It has nothing to do with the fact... Maybe it has to do with the fact... Maybe it affected her decision whether or not to have sex with you, but it certainly didn't affect your decision to have sex with her.
Well, I feel sorry for you if that's how you feel.
Oh, come on. That's the only logical...
Let me answer another question that hasn't been approached yet. Do you have a daughter?
Mr. Henry, this woman...
Do you have a daughter, sir?
Do I have a daughter?
Yes.
No. No, I don't.
You don't have a daughter?
No.
Okay. Then I would...
No, yes, wait. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes,
oh,
I do. I'm sorry. I do, yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
Wait a minute. You didn't remember that?
Frankly, I feel assaulted. I feel physically and verbally assaulted.
Okay, sir, I'm not trying to insult you and make you feel like
my
you're less of a person.
My four kids walked in on me.
I'm trying to tell you that you need help.
Wait a minute. Did you say your children walked in on you when you were having sex with their aunt, your sister-in-law?
I made that clear at the very beginning, Mr. Ray. Don't pretend like this is news to you.
I missed the very beginning.
No, wait a second.
I
never heard you say that your four children walked in on you while you were having sex with their heroin-addicted aunt.
I want to make a really interesting point.
That is unfair for you to say that. You know I said that.
No, you did not.
Hello?
Go ahead, Michelle.
I just want to make a very interesting point, and then I'll let you all go. A couple of things. First of all, you know, I'm from New York, and I was in New York on 9/11. And I have never in my life, have any of my friends, anybody who I know who was involved, who knew someone involved, this is unheard of. Everyone is moving on with their lives in a different way. What your scenario has absolutely nothing to do with 9/11, number one. Number two, and if you want to comment on that afterward, fine. Number two is this.
You know, you remind me of my wife. You know why, ma'am? You don't stop talking.
Well, I'm going to stop talking in 2 minutes, but just listen to what I'm saying.
Opinion.
I'm going
to
stop talking in 2 minutes,
no,
and then you can go home and
I was in panties and a bra. My children freaked out.
If you have a daughter.
That was none of my fault.
If you have a daughter, okay, and your daughter was married to a man like you.
Ma'am, you didn't even hear the whole hour. You didn't even hear the whole hour. I had told Mr. Henry that I was in bed with my mother-in-law as well as my sister-in-law and that my four children had come in and seen me. Now, that was all made clear.
Okay, but I heard that.
With your mother-in-law.
Listen to what I'm saying. That's not the point that I'm making.
Because I was wearing panties and a bra.
No, sir, listen to me. That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is this.
Good God.
Yeah.
Is that if my husband did to me what you did to your wife, my father would kill you.
If your father would kill me even though your husband did it to you,
so if you have a daughter, you think about a man treating your daughter how you treat your wife and her sister and Wanda. You need serious, serious therapy.
Let me ask you a question. If your husband did this to you, why would your father kill me? And you say, I need therapy.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
No, that's not what I said.
You said if your husband
that's
did it to you, your father would kill me.
Wait, you know what she meant. You know what she meant. If she was with you.
She knows exactly what I meant.
No, I do not.
Are you lying,
sir?
I mean, I think what I said was perfectly clear.
Everybody said,
my
mother-in-law had a...
Do you have a heroin problem?
No, ma'am, I do not. And I find that insulting.
I'm 12.
You know, my mother-in-law had a I Love New York t-shirt on while I was making love to her. Good, sweet love.
I think this is a joke.
Listen to the guy's out of his freaking mind.
Like,
entire life.
He's out of his mind.
Out of his mind.
I'm out of my mind when I'm talking about something that traumatized me so deeply that my four children are in therapy. And I'm
what
out of
traumatized
my mind.
You so deeply?
The fact that I've got gonorrhea today because of my wife letting me sleep with both her mother and sister.
How long have you been married?
The guy's out of his freaking
how
mind.
How long have you been married?
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.